You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. Onondaga County's aggressive plan to go after back taxes is starting to pay off. The county is going after the biggest tax cheats with lawsuits and property, and that's convinced some of the smaller properties that were well behind on tax bills to pay up. County Executive Ryan McMahon says going public with fights against Shopping Town and other properties that owe $1 million or more had a trickle-down impact.
I think it probably guilted them into it. Some of these folks that have paid up are operating businesses that, quite frankly, should have probably paid a while ago. These are properties that owe 2-3 years worth of taxes. This isn't like we're chasing down some little small business after missing a quarterly payment.
The county has collected more than $1.4 million in back taxes from several commercial properties. McMahon also announced today he's stepping up efforts against three major delinquent locations. He's suing Shopping Town, Great Northern Mall, and DMI Acquisitions for tens of thousands in unpaid sewer bills.
Why should these folks continue to be able to use the public infrastructure when they're not paying their bills? It costs us a lot of money to run these utilities. We have made multi-million dollar investments in our wastewater treatment facilities to be able to keep the system going. They flush a lot of toilets at Shopping Town Mall on movie night.
On yet another front, the county is going to court to get the rents being paid to Great Northern and Shopping Town in lieu of unpaid taxes. Two properties remain top targets. McMahon says the DMI-owned former power plant in Geddes is accused of selling off scrap metal in defiance of a court order. Meanwhile, the county plans to move forward with seizing Shopping Town in October, pending the outcome of lawsuits trying to block it. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.